I wanted to share with you a beautiful idea I heard about Tinus Esther from Rabbi Foreman that really moved me. Hope it moves you too. So why are we fasting on Tinus Esther? There's two reasons brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. The first is that the Jewish people fasted on the day that they went to war against their enemies. And so to commemorate that, we fast. That's very nice, but what does that have to do with Esther? Esther, we know, fasted for 3 days, and so that's why it's called Tinus Esther. When did she fast? So the story is that Mordechai had approached Esther and asked her to go before the king and intercede for the Jewish people. But Esther was scared. She knew that to approach the king without permission could be a death sentence, and she hesitated at first. But after her conversation with Mordechai, she decides to fast for 3 days, and only then is she ready to go before the king. Now this, if we think about it for a moment, is a really surprising decision. Because everything that Esther and Mordechai have done up until this point has been done with a lot of wisdom. For example, they've invited Haman to a party while making it seem like there's something going on between Haman and Esther to get Ahasuerus jealous and plant these seeds over and over again so that eventually they can knock out Haman and with him the decree against the entire Jewish people. By making it not about the Jewish people but about, you know, Queen Esther, who happens to be related to the Jewish people. So there's a lot of wisdom and plotting, and maybe you could call it politics, going in to making sure that this plan of theirs to get the decree nullified will work. But at the end of the day, Esther says we have to remind ourselves that we need God's help, and we are completely dependent on God's salvation. And it's only in the merit of God's salvation that we're gonna succeed in this plan. We need to partner up with God, so to speak. And fasting and repenting is her way of saying that, even though it makes no sense, because she needs to look beautiful before she comes before Ahasuerus. But and normally people don't look so beautiful when they fast, certainly not 3 days. But what she's saying is, yes, we have to do our hishtadlus, we have to do our actions, and she certainly does that. But we also have to know at the end of the day, it's completely dependent on God. And God will base it based on our deeds, on our tshuva. And so she indeed does repent and fast, and she gets the Jewish people to repent with her. And in that merit, ultimately, we are saved. And this is what we remind ourselves on Tinus Esther, that even to this day, unfortunately, there's a lot of tzaros, there's a lot of pain in the world, but it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as we try. And our actions and our tshuva. So in Tinus Esther, we introspect, we reflect about how we can become better Jews. And after we've taken a day to kind of get out of our regular day-to-day lives, and, you know, what I try to do is at least sit in front of a notebook and do some journaling and introspection time, and how can I become a better Jew? And in that merit, once we've done that tshuva, now we can go and actually feel happy and rejoice in Purim and be confident in the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bestow upon us, Be'ezrat Hashem. So hope you enjoyed that idea as much as I did, and I wish you a joyous festival of Purim and a meaningful Tinus Esther.